Good morning. It is Thursday, the 18th of June. How are we? What's going on? I wonder if I could read like a daily reflections. I wonder if that's possible. Is that illegal? Would I get in trouble for that? Oh my God. So many rules these days. Let's see, daily reflections. What's today? Probably I'm not allowed to read this stuff. No, I probably better not. Anyway, hey, good morning. Just wanted to do a quick podcast, check in, see how's everybody doing. So far, so good. Very lucky, grateful today. Nothing to complain about. It's been a good couple days. You know, that's funny. So this past weekend I did so I'm a hairdresser. I cut hair and I've been sober for a while. I've worked it all out. I've been through the steps. I've got it all figured out, right? I've got this. And I do this kid's haircut. Kid had long hair. And, he's like, I just want, you know, just bring it up a couple inches off my shoulders. And I'm like, yeah, no problem, man. It's weird when I think about this, because as a young kid growing up, I mean, you know, 13, 14, 15, I decided at some point I wanted to start growing out my hair. And, I'll never forget, my dad was in the military and he used to get our hair cut down at the base barber. And, I'm trying to grow out my hair. This is something I want to do. And my dad takes me for a trim. Now, a trim to me would be just like, you know, just the ends. I remember people used to say, oh, you need to get your hair trimmed and keep it healthy. And that's what promotes hair growth. So if you want your hair longer, you need to get it trimmed. It's like almost the, you know, one step back, two step forward. I don't know how that works. But it just, I had to do a little of this to get long hair. So anytime a young guy comes in who's kind of growing out his hair, I just get a little like weirded out. Like I don't want to cut too much, but at the same time I want to cut it. And it was just a whole thing. So I saw his mom the next day. I mean, you know, I cut it. It looked fine. I don't know what the hell. I asked him, does it look good? Yeah, it's good. Paid me, you know, knuckles. And, everything's good. So the next day, no, 2 days later, I guess yesterday, I ran into his mom, who works next door, and she's like, and I look in, I just stick my head in the door, I go, how was your kid's haircut? You know, I'm like, you know, lay it on me, lady. It was the best haircut this kid's ever had, and he's just so happy. And she looks at me, and she goes, not good. I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, it was crooked, and it was just straight across, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so I go, well, I tell you what, just have him, you know, come back by the salon and I'll fix it. She goes, no, I had to take him to a salon that night. Tell you what, it fucked up my whole day, you know, it busted my bubble. And, you know, not only did he not like his haircut, it needed to be fixed that night. And it just took me back to that day that guy gave me the hair trim at the base. I mean, this dude gave me like a forward A-line bob almost. He cut the back up and left the sides long. I mean, it was freaking hideous. And, you know, when you're 13 or 14, you know, that's your whole world. And so it just took me back, like, you know, I felt like, first of all, I felt like I'm not good enough. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right away. And then it also made me kind of take me back to that time when I remember how I felt when I had a bad haircut. And it just really fucked me up, you know. But I'm sober, right? I mean, these problems aren't supposed to bother me. But see, this is the kind of shit that, like, you know, 12, almost 11 and a half years of sobriety. God knows how long I've been grinding through this program, working it out, figuring it out, shaking my head yes, shaking my head no. I get it. I don't understand. I'll keep working on it. I'll keep showing up. And have someone tell me that their kid's haircut isn't any good. And basically, I just want to, like, jump off a bridge. I mean, that is my disease. I've always said, tell me I do a good job and I want to be president of the company. Tell me I do a bad job and I want to fucking jump off a bridge. You know, it's like extremes. You know, I'm not like, oh my gosh, well, hey, just sometimes it works out. No problem. I understand. No, I was like, fuck, I'm terrible. I fucked this kid's life up. Not his life, but I fucked up his hair. And not only did I do all that, it needed to be fixed immediately. I mean, I just revert to this, like, fragile little kid. And that's the kind of stuff, honestly, that eventually, you know, if you don't, and that kind of, that would happen to me early on in sobriety. And, but I wasn't drinking, right? I'm not drinking, so I'm good. But I'm not understanding how to handle problems like this. I mean, sometimes the solution for a problem like this is really just, hey, sometimes it just doesn't work out, right? I mean, sometimes that's just the answer. It's not because I'm not a great hairdresser. It's not because I don't know how to cut hair. It's not because he had difficult hair. It's just my thinking and what he wanted didn't quite match up. But that's the kind of stuff that, you know, enough of the time happens and I don't learn how to recognize it and understand it, that could make me want to drink again. It did. I don't remember each situation prior to this, but that had happened, excuse me, in the past. But when I had first gotten sober in that first 5 years, shit like this was happening to me all the time. And, you know, I would stew in it, stress on it. You know, I don't know the exact combination. It was a right, left, or a right, left, right, or a right kick to the leg, left, right, right, whatever the combination is that finally weakened me down to a point where that voice came in my head one day and said, listen, I think you've done really well. I think you could probably handle drinking again. I don't know what it was. You know, was it two bad haircuts, three people praising what a great job I had done, someone not showing up, someone not answering a phone call, moving, going to a meeting where they don't collect the money at the beginning of the meeting, or they collect the money at the beginning of the meeting and not at the end of the meeting. I mean, you know, whatever the combination was, all of a sudden I started to undermine what I was doing. And to be honest, I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing at all. I had no clue. You know, I was in the process of kind of being reprogrammed. And, you know, I don't want people to think that that's a bad thing. I had been programmed to kind of live a bad life. You know, it's nothing happens overnight, right? I mean, you know, I think when I got into my addiction to speed and that kind of, after hours running the streets at nightlife, you know, I'd met this guy and we hung out and did some speed and had a great time. And it's always the same thing. Let's do that again and reenact the fun that we had the night before. You do it five times. I don't know what there's some formula. Do it 30 days in a row and it becomes a habit. Something like that. I don't know. 60 days. Do it 60 days in a row and you can kind of come out of the habit. Maybe it's 90. You know, do a 90 and 90. If you go to a meeting 90 days in a row, you're going to create some new habits. But that's all I had been doing. It was just creating new habits, creating new surroundings, new people in my life. But I hadn't quite figured out How to handle, hey man, my kid's haircut was terrible and I had to get it fixed that night. It was so bad. I hadn't learned how to fix that. And I would not learn how to fix that until like years of being in this program and then finally going, geez, I think I want to start feeling better about some things. I think I'm going to start actually using these tools. And I think that's really when I started to surrender. Surrender to the fact that I was not all that I thought I was. Maybe surrender to the fact that I needed to have a relationship with a higher power, whether I believed in it or not. You know, faith. Excuse me. You know, it's always about the attempt, not about the outcome. It was always about the outcome for me. What am I going to get out of this prayer? What am I going to get out of this Christmas list? What am I going to get out of this birthday list? What am I going to get out of, you know, inviting people to my birthday party? What am I going to get out of this? This, me. What am I getting? Instead of like, hey, man, I just can't handle this. I'm just going to just say it out loud. I'm just going to turn it over to you with the faith that, you know, whether maybe just the fact that you don't help me helps me. I mean, can we be helped too much? You know, my parents, you know, was adopted. I've always thought, you know, my parents put too much effort into it. Too much love. Turned a blind eye too many times. You know, are your kids, I would say, are my kids happy? And then I'm doing a shitty job. And I'm kidding, sort of, but I don't know, it's just tough. And, you know, and to be, you know, this many years into sobriety and to have that happen, it really just fluffed my feathers yesterday. And I was like, really, it just set me off. And I had, so what I had to do yesterday was I had to sit down and just take a second and just kind of recognize what was bothering me. And yesterday was one of these days that I was off yesterday. I was doing podcasting and we were doing a bunch of stuff and everything just kind of wasn't quite going the way I wanted it to. And it started off by this, you know, I got down here to the studio, talked to her and she told me that. And from that point on, everything was kind of fucked up. I just wasn't I had gotten up in my head. And then all of a sudden we were having trouble with Wi-Fi and then time. And it just started to become a lot of things not going my way, a lot of inconveniences. And I, you know, it was fine. We worked through it, or I worked through it, but just always not quite feeling great. And by the time I got home yesterday, I actually had to kind of go home and just kind of lay down and rest a bit and get up and say, all right, now let's take a look at what, because I just didn't feel, I wasn't feeling very stable. I didn't want to drink, but I wasn't serene, right? I wasn't feeling serene. So I had to kind of go through it and make a list and let's figure out, let's do an inventory of what the problems were with today. And it really helped me, you know, that the haircut thing is as minuscule as it was, as minor as it was. Really, for some reason, man, it just got really under my skin. And it's always those simple little things that just come out of nowhere. You're like, what the fuck, man? I feel like shit. What the fuck happened? I was feeling awesome. And I don't know. I just think that, just because we get sober, just because we work a 12-step program, just because we finish the steps, doesn't mean that, you know, we're safe. I think we're never safe. That shit just comes out of nowhere. What's up? Thank you. the other word that comes up on a daily basis for me is arrogance. And you know, my buddy Matt used to say, guys like you and me, we're arrogant. And I've said this before, and I laughed, and I said, what the fuck does that mean? He goes, rules don't apply to you and me. Matt had a way of just simplifying things. You know, if I said that to somebody, people like, I don't think I get that. What do you mean the rules don't apply? I'm like, well, you know, it's very simple. A guy like me lives a life that doesn't really follow the rules. For some reason, I think I'm special. And that's my self-centered disease. It's a disease of self, you know. I follow rules I want to follow. And now it's not extreme. It's only the ones that kind of fuck up my life. Usually it's not the ones that fuck up yours. But, you know, today, 11 years or so later, you know, arrogance shows up. And it's all based on how life is being convenient to me. You know, this morning I want to do a podcast this morning. I got a full day's worth of work. Everything, you know, I need to leave the house here. I need to be here. I need to get this done here so that I can start this. Everything is good, right? Pull out, you know, get in line, get down the highway, cruising along. No big deal. And then I'm like, where's my phone? You know, usually my phone connects to my car. And I'm like, what's going on? So I scroll through this little, you know, thing in my car that, you know, puts it on FM, AM, CD, Sirius, Bluetooth. But the Bluetooth doesn't come up unless my phone is in the car and Bluetooth is not coming up and I'm halfway to work and I'm right in the perfect schedule and I got to make a U-turn. Now, I'm being inconvenienced. Now I need to go, now I'm speeding. You know, now I'm racing through yellow lights. Now I'm making hard U-turns. Now I'm flying down my neighborhood road. I'm breaking all these different rules all of a sudden. I'm now being inconvenienced, and now my arrogance starts to show itself. Go in the house, get my phone, and now everybody is fucking driving too slow. I'm now late. My fault. This is absolutely my fault, but now my arrogance is going to punish everybody around me. And it's just so fucking stressful. And I'm like, you know, I want to run yellow lights and go fast and jump around cars and drive unsafely. And it's just, it's insane. But I'm sober. What the fuck? This is supposed to be even better, right? I guess this, part of this stuff is just, you know, there's things that I've learned in my life that I can do to prevent this kind of situation. And I do practice them. You know, I try to leave early. You know, I get up early. I give myself plenty of time. I communicate. I try to communicate, you know, with my wife or coworkers or with my kids. You know, this is what I want to do. Is this going to work for you? We try to have a plan so that when things go, when we do things, we're all aware of it. And so no problems arise. I've learned that our arrogance will fucking show up at any time. So I'm trying to, instead of try to fix arrogance, I try to fix the situation that creates it. And, but fuck, man, you know, one thing goes wrong, and next thing you know, here comes arrogance again. I mean, I think we all must have it. I know I'm not special. You know, Matt said guys like you and me, which he was speaking about him and I, but I think we all, you know, I see it in, you know, I see it in my dad when things aren't going well, he gets fucking all upset, cussing and, you know, idiots. And I mean, it feels like we've all been inconvenienced for the last, whatever, 3 months. And it's all made us very kind of grumpy and mean and justified. You know, this is justified. It's my behavior, my tone, my reactions are justified because we're going through this. There's nothing worse than being justified. Happens to me. I was watching something on, you know, in the morning I usually get up and make coffee and I'll watch some stupid shit on Facebook or something. And, you know, basically people pleading their case why they don't need to wear a mask. That mask, that little paper fucking 3x4 or whatever that thing is, little mask, creates so much drama and stress. And it's weird when you remove the lower half of somebody's face. You don't understand their feelings, what they're saying. And they want to keep this mask going. And I was at the grocery store last night, and I'm just looking at everybody around me going, God, these masks are, is this the new norm? And there's some people out there that are very upset about this mask. You know, I talked about it the other day about just being patient with other people's feelings. I just have to be patient. And everything that I'm trying to do is really just so that I don't pick up a drink. As fucked up and weird as that is. You know, I stay out of people's business as best as I can. Sometimes I don't do a good job. You know, that guy came came to the salon and he wanted me to wear gloves. I didn't have the gloves on, so he called the cops. The cops came, and all of a sudden, I became justified. Like, I could really lay into this guy. I got his number. I can call him. You know, are you trying to ruin my family? Are you trying to get my business shut down? Spew a bunch of bullshit that I've learned in you know, recovery programs about what his problems are. I'm justified. Look what he did. Justified resentment. Is that what they say? Justified resentment. And you know what? 12 years ago, I may have done that. All of a sudden, I became a victim. And I was going to let him know. 12 years ago, I may have called him. But today, I said, listen, I just need to be patient with other people's feelings. I get it. I can't take it personally. I mean, really? Really? You know, maybe I should call and apologize. Was I in the wrong? I mean, even though I wasn't in the wrong, was I in the wrong just because I wasn't willing to go a little farther so that he would feel comfortable with wearing gloves? I think the frustrating part is that I don't think people, you know, they get kind of this idea, oh, wear gloves and it makes you safe. Wearing gloves is really, it's almost kind of worse. I mean, if it's as bad as we think it is, because I've heard lately, or I've heard that you don't catch this from surfaces. I don't know. If you tell that to somebody, they say, oh, no, they changed that. But I heard you don't catch from surfaces. So then really I think that eliminates gloves. But, you know, and I've talked about this, you know, I wear gloves for coloring hair. And when I got that color on my hair on the gloves, I'm touching shit. I'm wiping walls and it's a mess. That our germs, just because we don't see them, go all over the place with gloves. I'd rather not wear gloves and just wash my hands. Don't touch your face. But just because I wasn't willing to go that extra, you know, bend over a little more, you know, he felt justified to call the police. And I didn't do anything about it. And you know, I wasn't a victim to the cop. I just shared what my... It's just such a 180-degree turn from the way that my life was before I got sober. And a big change from how my life was during early sobriety. Because this doesn't fall under a drinking problem. And that's the only reason that I got sober was because I had a drinking problem. I actually had a getting caught problem. I kept getting caught at it by all the people that loved me. That was my problem. If I could sit on my couch and drink vodka and watch SportsCenter and not move, I probably would still be doing it. That's not me. So it was great to, you know, to just keep my mouth shut, mind my own business, you know, and not be a victim today. It felt good. But then this fucking kid, man, with this fucked up haircut, blew up my day. I did give him the money back, too. Does that happen to you? Can you be, I mean, what is it? You know, you're walking across a perfectly great ground and then in barefoot, and then you step on this smallest little fucking pebble and it hits you right in the right spot of that foot, and all of a sudden, ouch, and it fucking just wrecks your day, this smallest little thing. It's so funny. Well, I hope everyone's having a great day. These are just some shit I've been thinking about for today. I haven't had a drink, don't use drugs, but I'm still fucking crazy, man, and I need to talk about it and share it, and you know, I hope everybody is, you know, staying sober, hanging through this. I started promoting this podcast a little bit, in fact. I posted some stuff, and I've been hashtagging some stuff. And now I have a lot of, like, sober things coming through my feed on my Instagram, you know. When you're sober, and it's very interesting because, you know, this used to be, it's an anonymous program, you know. And, you know, part of me is like, yeah, it's great. You know, these people are, like, promoting sobriety. You know, maybe they'll attract somebody else to come and try being sober. Their life is changing. But at the same time, they're really not staying anonymous. Because there's some weird shit to that too, right? Anonymity. maybe that's for a different podcast. But listen, I hope everyone's having a great day. It is Thursday. We are having it's a beautiful day. We had some great rain last night. Woke up this morning, it was super foggy. And the sun's coming out. We needed some rain. This place was dry. But listen, stay sober. Share your story. It cuts the problem in half. Talk to people. Keep your hand out. Have a great day.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Hope everybody has a great day. Peace. See you soon. Talk to you soon.
Sorry,
bye-bye.
Boy, but I-